Good morning. At least 8,561 migrants have reached the Canary Islands over the past 2 weeks, representing more than a third of this year's total arrivals, so data from the Interior Ministry showed yesterday. Between January the 1st and October the 15th of this year, the islands received 23,537 migrants, an 80% increase from the same period last year, the data showed. The archipelago's seven islands have become the main destination for migrants from Senegal and other African countries trying to reach Spain. Others seek to cross the Mediterranean to the mainland. Milder weather and calmer seas in September, October and sometimes November usually trigger an increase in migrant arrivals. According to the European Union's border agency Frontex, political instability in Senegal was also acting as a push factor, driving people to leave the country via the West Africa route. The government has voiced concern over the increase in irregular migration this year, saying it can't cope without help from the EU. The acting Interior Minister Fernando Grande Malasca visited the archipelago yesterday and said the country would deploy two additional planes to help monitor migration routes. One aircraft will patrol the waters of Senegal and Mauritania, and a second will monitor the waters around the Canary Islands. The acting social rights minister suggested taking Israel to the International Criminal Court for war crimes, so local media reported. Ione Belara shared a video accusing the European Union and the US of being complicit in Israel's war crimes. She called for actions to denounce Israel before the ICC and deplored the ongoing planned genocide in the Gaza Strip. 10 days into the conflict with the Palestinian group Hamas, Israeli bombardment and blockade of the Gaza Strip has continued, with over 1 million people, almost half of the total population of Gaza, having been displaced. Gaza is experiencing a dire humanitarian crisis, with no electricity and water, food, fuel and medical supplies are running out as civilians flee to the south following Israel's warning to evacuate northern areas. The police have arrested a gang accused of smuggling migrants into Europe disguised as airport workers, whose final destinations were supposed to be countries like Ireland. Four Barcelona airport restaurant employees and a janitor have been held on suspicion of helping the migrants avoid transit area border controls with security passes and work uniforms they allegedly sold them. Police have admitted the scheme designed to pass them off as authorised airport personnel was novel and could have led to dozens of migrants getting into the country. Detectives say they paid large sums of money to the gang accused of smuggling them into Spain and giving them unhindered access to Europe's Schengen area. The two suspected gang leaders have been described by police as a couple who manage a well-established Barcelona Airport Terminal 1 restaurant that had been open for more than 10 years. The five detainees were arrested on suspicion of 22 separate crimes of facilitating illegal immigration, although privately, detectives admit they believe the scale of the operation could have been far greater. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.